The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Gates is out, change for ICE. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump has fired the acting U.S. Attorney General after she refused to enforce his travel ban. Reid Binion reports.
We had a Monday night massacre.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer reacting to Donald Trump's firing of the acting U.S. Attorney General Monday.
Sally Yates was fired by the president.
Yates fired after telling Justice Department lawyers not to defend Trump's controversial executive order on immigration and refugees. The Trump administration replacing Yates as acting attorney general with U.S. Attorney Dana Bente. Bente's tenure will likely be short-lived, pending approval of Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions, who is set for a Senate Judiciary Committee vote Tuesday. I'm Reid Binion.
The White House has named a new head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Thomas Holman replaces Daniel Ragsdale as the acting ICE director. Holman was the agency's executive associate director of enforcement. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump is set to unveil his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court later today, Bob Costantini reports.
To help him win conservative support, candidate Trump put out a list of potential Supreme Court nominees to fill the vacancy with the death of Antonin Scalia. Now, President Trump says he'll deliver with an announcement 8 o'clock Eastern Time Tuesday night.
A person who is unbelievably highly respected, and I think you will be very impressed with this person.
Three appeals court judges were said to be in the running last week. President Obama nominated Merrick Garland to fill the Scalia vacancy, but Senate Republicans refused to consider the choice. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The suspect arrested after a massacre at a mosque in Quebec City has been charged with 6 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of attempted murder. Lights on the Eiffel Tower were switched off at midnight Paris time to honor the victims of what Canada's prime minister is calling a terrorist attack. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland lawmakers have two different plans now as they move toward possibly legalizing marijuana.
The first plan is just doing it the old-fashioned way, voting on it in the legislature, which Delegate David Moon says he prefers.
If we go that avenue, we just need a simple majority.
But he has a backup plan, opening the vote up to the entire state through a referendum.
It requires a supermajority of both chambers to issue a constitutional referendum. We're going to see if there's any traction for that.
Moon says some lawmakers that were reserved about legalizing it outright, you're a bit more open to trying a referendum.
By and large, the public is indicating their support for this in poll after poll.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The president of the Montgomery County Council blames President Trump for a spike in hate crimes. Roger Berliner says,
the energy that has been unleashed here is really so damaging, and so it is not surprising that we've seen a rise in hate crimes across the country. There's been an unprecedented rise in hate crimes. There is a correlation here. This is not happening in a vacuum.
Since last fall, there has been a rise in the number of reported hate crimes in Montgomery County. A letter has been sent to parents in the Anne Arundel County public schools regarding the changes in the federal immigration policy.
The letter from the superintendent and Board of Education president is urging parents to reinforce to their kids an appreciation for diverse views and backgrounds, and that any so-called bias-motivated behavior should be reported. They say schools in Anne Arundel County should be places that are, quote, immune and insulated from the political conversation of the day, and that for employees, personal views should never find their way into an instructional lesson. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,971, the NASDAQ at 56,14. Sports, the Wizards are home tonight to take on the New York Knicks. The Caps are on the road to take on the Islanders. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
How about that inauguration? We have a new president, a new year, a new administration. Let's make sure we get a new you. Focus on your health. You may have recently gotten your annual physical, or maybe you're planning on getting one. I want to urge you to add a virtual physical to your healthcare regimen. I had mine. It's quick, easy, and pain-free. The virtual physical has saved lives by detecting issues before they become serious. A virtual physical can spot small tumors, aneurysms, plaque buildup, and early signs of cancer long before you show any symptoms. And as you know, early detection and treatment is the key to the cure. There's no need to be uncertain about your health. Virtual physical is here for you. In fact, they can even offer you a $250 discount if you call or book through the month of January. Find out more on the web at virtualphysical.com or call now for your appointment at 301-984-9009.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. We're looking at some overnight road work. Should be wrapping up soon, however. The inner loop of the Beltway at Central Avenue, the right lane is blocked. The off-ramp is partially blocked. In Rockville, Rockville Pike southbound at Park Road, watch out. Two left lanes are taken out. And the George Washington Parkway headed south from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a 15-minute trip this early hour. 270 southbound between 109 and local lanes split, about a 23-minute trip. At the moment, no mass transit problems. This report brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 1-800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation coming in should not be all that aggressive. Most of it passes to our north. Clouds in this morning, and some snow showers are possible. Maybe even a raindrop later this morning. Some sun this afternoon. We'll get well above freezing. 52. Some clouds tonight, 37 in town. Overcast tomorrow, 47. Clouds and sunshine and in the mid-40s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Chantilly, 30 in Hyattsville, 32 degrees in Washington. President Trump fires the acting attorney general for refusing to enforce his immigration order. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 507 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is an incredibly busy morning out on a very important day in the history of this country. We're going to get a Supreme Court nominee today, and we're going to be talking a lot about that as the morning progresses. Also, interesting activity overnight. We'll bring you up to speed. We're going to be talking to Niles Lanuski from Roll Call a little bit later this morning about some things that are happening. Steve Burns, our intrepid WMAL reporter, is out there because there are critters on the loose in the D.C. area. Ken Cuccinelli, 805 at 835. Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, and once again, a very happy good morning to our friend Mary Walter, who is in this morning with us as our guest host.
It is so nice to see your smiling face this early in the morning and your bright, bright, bright orange sweatshirt. That'll wake a girl up.
That's right. I'm a colorful guy. We're going to start this morning with the biggest news of the day. I mean, and it's hard to actually categorize the news today because there's so much big news going on. Mm-hmm. But I think today you have to say that the most important thing that's going to happen is that Donald Trump at 8 o'clock tonight is going to announce who his Supreme Court nominee is going to be. This will be the person who will fill the seat once held by Antonin Scalia. And there is a question that is brewing, and there is a confrontation that is developing. Some Republicans have said already this morning and last night, they are saying, we are going to fight this nominee. They don't even know who it is yet, but yet they have said they're going to fight this nominee. And Republicans are now wondering whether or not they need to invoke the so-called nuclear option when it comes to Supreme Court nominees. Now, here's the thing. Nuclear option means basically you would change the rules of the Senate because the Republicans are in control of the Senate. They write the rules. You change the rules of the Senate to say a Supreme Court nominee can be approved by a mere majority vote of 51 votes. And that would absolutely negate any attempt at a filibuster. This is what they have done. This is what the Democrats did when it came to nominees for President Obama's cabinet. And they changed the rules on that so they could avoid fights. And some of them, by the way, now say they regret that. but Republicans are actually now in the same boat of trying to decide whether or not to invoke the nuclear option and simply just cut the Democrats off, shut down all talk of a filibuster. It's going to be 51 votes, and that's it. Should they invoke the nuclear option? But remember, if they invoke the nuclear option, it could come back to bite Republicans as it did Democrats.
Yep.
So this is a really great discussion to have. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. If there's a filibuster, then you got to get 60 votes to invoke cloture and move forward, move off dead center. If you have the nuclear option, you just forego that. The problem is Republicans may not always be in charge of the House, the Senate, and the White House, and it may come back to bite them. Are you okay with doing away with that? Are you ready to do away with the filibuster when it comes to Supreme Court nominees? Should Republicans invoke the nuclear option on Supreme Court nominees? This is the, I'm telling you, this is the debate we're going to be having over the course of the next few days, because Democrats have already said they're against anybody that they put forward. So let me just very quickly, we don't know for sure who Trump is going to nominate, but most of the reporting on this has brought it down to three members of appeals courts. Neil Gorsuch, I believe is the way you say that, 49 years old, 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. He was approved for that position on a voice vote. So unremarkable and uncontroversial was his nomination that they passed his nomination and made him a circuit court judge on a voice vote. Thomas Hardiman, 3rd Circuit Court, 51 years old. He passed 95-0. No Democratic opposition to Thomas Hardiman. William Pryor, the 11th Circuit Court, 54 years old. His was a bit more controversial. He passed and became an appeals court judge on the 11th Circuit Court by a vote of 53-45. So that's the names that are floating. It may be them, it may be somebody else. But the bigger question here, should we invoke the nuclear option? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. I say no.
Well, now, here's something interesting. CNN is reporting that apparently the Democrats were at a closed-door retreat in West Virginia, much like the Republicans were at one in Philadelphia. And a number of Democrats are trying to persuade the more liberal members of their group to just let the Republicans confirm Trump's pick, since Trump is going to probably name a conservative, and then that'll replace Scalia, and then they're back where they started. That this may not be the fight they want to pick right now to hold the filibuster for Supreme Court nominees so they can use it later on. And this way, just let it go. This is, then they're back where they were. And then if they have to down the road, use the filibuster. So they're trying to pick their battles, which I have to say is refreshing.
Yeah. Well, that is what you're hearing from some.
Right.
Let me point out to you, Chuck Schumer has said, Dick Durbin has indicated that they are ready for a fight.
Can I just say that, on a totally different note, watching Chuck Schumer cry absolutely made my, could be possibly be the highlight of 2017.
Yeah.
And it happened already. And Trump made him cry in only 10 days in office.
Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing 4 years if he can make Chuck Schumer cry within 10 days.
You're absolutely right. Let's go to the phone lines and see what you think about it. Is it time to invoke the nuclear option? Should Republicans do what Democrats did, and that is now helping us out with our appointments to the cabinet? Should we make it a 51-vote? A 51-vote margin to approve a Supreme Court nominee and do away with the filibuster in that matter? Paul and Culpepper, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Hi, good morning. I think, first of all, and I'm sure the Republicans will do this, try to be very strategic about it and try to pick off some people like Heidi Heitkamp and John Tester that have to run again and sort of create a division in the Democrat Party. But assuming they can't get to 60 at the end, then definitely they should use the nuclear option. I mean, Republicans overwhelmingly voted Kagan and Sotomayor in, so there's no excuse for the Democrats trying to block.
Well, I agree with you on that. And there are 10, I believe I'm correct in saying, there are 10 Democrats who face re-election right now in the Senate who come from states that Trump won.
one presumes that Trump can bring a lot of pressure to bear on them. We know that there are, you know, we could probably figure out that Joe Manchin would go along with a reasonable Supreme Court nomination. So, I mean, but can you get to 60? And they can drag it out. And by some indications, if they really, really push their luck, they could drag this out for about a year.
Yep.
That's what
I just think it's outrageous. Like I say, when they're using this standard now that when the goalpost always moves, they're saying that has to be within the main street of American thought.
Okay, but Paul, if we do this, are you okay with then Democrats maybe ramming it down Republicans' throats in the future?
Yes, absolutely, because in the position the Republicans are in now, with the House, the Senate, and the White House, I mean, there's no way they should allow the Democrats to block a candidate. They've got to go for it now.
All right. Thank you much for that. We're going to take more of your calls in a moment. Is it time to invoke the nuclear option when it comes to Supreme Court nominees on this the day that Donald Trump will announce who will replace Antonin Scalia on the High Court? 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian and Mary, good morning to you. Wrapping up some road work in Northeast D.C., Kenilworth Avenue at Benning Road at the moment. The inner loop of the Beltway at 214 Central Avenue. They just got out of the way. The road work is gone. Beltway's outer loop between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue, a 13-minute trip, a 20-minute travel time, southbound on 270 between 121 and the Beltway, and eastbound 66 from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, about a 14-minute commute. No mass transit problems so far. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Actually, it seems like it's not going to be much, but there may be a flake or two this morning. Rain could actually mix in a little bit later. But by this afternoon, they say sunshine and a high of 52. Not too bad. Overnight, 37. Tomorrow, 47. And overcast skies. Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. And on Saturday, in the upper 30s. Sunday, a chance of snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 32 degrees, right at the freezing mark, 5:16 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
5:17 on WMAL. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. And we are asking you the question, is it time for Republicans to invoke the nuclear option when it comes to Supreme Court nominees? Basically, this means Democrats would be prevented from filibustering a Supreme Court nominee, and it would take only 51 votes in the Senate to move the thing forward. The problem is, as the Democrats have found out when they changed the rules for cabinet nominees, it can come back to bite you. It's biting them right now, and they're hating it. And the many people who voted for it say, we think it was a bad idea. I wish we could take it back. Is it time to invoke the nuclear option? I'm not sure whether Mitch McConnell has the appetite to do that, but we're already beginning to see that some Democrats are voicing opposition to Trump's Supreme Court nominee even before the name is made public. That's just insane to me. If you're going to oppose somebody, oppose them based on the positions they have taken, rulings that they have handed down. But to simply say any nominee that comes forward from this president is going to be rejected by us is outrageous.
But they feel that Republicans did that to them with Merrick Garland. So we've hit, you know, just listening to this going back and forth. And I remember when the Democrats did this, and I remember saying to my friends who were Democrats, you know, who were just jumping around and thinking this was so brilliant and so smart. And I said, you know what? I have news for you. The Democrats are not going to be in power forever. And you have now set a precedent that you're not going to like somewhere down the road, because it's going to come back and it's going to be used against you. And they don't want to hear it. But they see this as justified because they feel the Republicans stole the Merrick Garland confirmation
from them. Yeah, I disagree with that assessment, but I understand they believe that. Keith in Gaithersburg, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you say there, Keith?
How you doing this morning? I don't think they should do the nuclear option because I think the media will eat them alive. But I think they should just leave it, just do it normal, so that while they're doing their filibuster, Trump will then use that time to sneak in all of the other legislation that he's just dying to pass. So I think it could be a good strategy just to let them all talk while I'm sitting there running the country.
Well, the thing about it is we now have a 4-4 Supreme Court, right? It's equally divided. And so a lot of key decisions that that Trump is going to try to push through may end up before the high court. And wouldn't it be nice to have a 5-4 majority there with five conservatives and one and four moderate and four liberals on the court? I mean, wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to decide cases instead of see them always end up in a tie?
You do have a point there. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and they could tie this thing up for a year or more.
Well, paybacks are heck, right?
Thank you, Keith. I appreciate the call. How about Dan in Harper's Ferry? Good morning, Dan. You're up with Brian and Mary.
Good morning. I think they should absolutely invoke the patriotic option. The new the filibuster rule was never constitutional, but despite that, the Democrats got done what they wanted to get done when people voted Democratic majorities in. Now the people have voted again, just like in the 90s, the Republicans in again as a majority. They need to do their job and get something done this time and not do like they did in the 90s and be afraid to act and do stuff. And they need to get it done and invoke the patriotic option and go through with what the people want.
The patriotic option. You renamed it. Okay. Thank you much for that, Dan. Look, I have mixed emotions. I said that I don't think it's a good idea. I think you ought to win on merit. And I think you could prevail if you're able to bring pressure to bear on those 10 Democrats who are running for election who come from states that Trump won outright.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could bring, and it's especially true if you bring forward a really, really good nominee. A person who, as you know, I mean, let me tell you, this person needs to be absolutely vetted, absolutely squeaky clean. And my advice to this administration right now, make sure that you have done proper vetting on these.
Yes.
They cannot have an outstanding parking ticket. They cannot have an outstanding fine at the for a late book at the library. They need to be so clean that they never got into a grocery line with too many items. I'm telling you, you can't. The express line. You know how you get in the express line?
My bugaboo.
15 items and you get in there with 16. He can't even have done that. And they got to be that clean. You bring forward somebody like that, maybe one of these appeal court nominees who passed on a voice vote. They were so non-controversial that they didn't even take an actual counted vote. It seems to me that if you did that, that it would be very hard for the American people to stand by and watch the nominee be left dangling in the wind, and they would demand a vote.
And if Republicans were smart, they would also make sure that it was a woman who is of mixed Asian Hispanic descent, who's also a Wiccan, who checks every box, so that they can then do what the Democrats do and go, I cannot believe that you are misogynist. I can't believe that the Democrats are against a Wiccan. What is they could so twist it the way that they do. And I agree with you. It would be nice if they did it on merit. However, the Republicans have been playing by that game for too long when the Democrats don't.
Yeah, so you're for going ahead and invoking the option.
I would prefer that they not have to and that they save it, but...
All right. Know. Well, more of your calls straight ahead. Is it time for Republicans to invoke the nuclear option on a Supreme Court nominee? It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Do you hear from your financial advisor only when they want to sell you something? Or do you have an ongoing relationship with the people working on your portfolio? Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We work with you to make sure your portfolio remains well-positioned for whatever the future has in store. Call the Wise Investor Group today and let us help plan your financial future.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Are you having problems with hearing? Is your family frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate with them? Do you misunderstand conversations at work, at home, and socially? You're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing for a free hearing consultation. 800-811-8700. Unlike other hearing aid locations, Ascent is staffed with actual doctors and have 7 locations to serve you. For a limited time, they're offering hearing aids at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology and Hearing at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. They offer invisible hearing solutions and take insurance and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait any longer. For a free consultation, visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Hearingaiddoctors.com, 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
Mark, your call straight ahead. Right now, it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, then we have our first reported accident of this Tuesday morning. 95 northbound in Virginia, approaching Franconia Springfield Parkway. The center lane is blocked. Be careful there. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway. It's a 19-20-minute commute. The inner loop of the Beltway between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Bump to bumper now, 16 minutes our time. Inbound New York Avenue from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel, a 10-minute commute. And 66 headed east from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, more like 13. Right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and a little breeze, but that breeze is a warming wind today. South-southwesterly one. And some snow showers this morning, maybe a raindrop later. And some sun this afternoon, mild 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees, 527. Wilson and Walter in the house. And it is we're talking about the president's plan to announce who his Supreme Court nominee will be and whether or not the Senate should invoke the nuclear option for that nominee. How about Mike in Berryville? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, they definitely need to do it. We've already seen that the Democrats are already challenging the immigration thing. I mean, they've already gotten their person in the Justice Department to say they're not going to defend it, and that Trump had to fire him. And
right.
I want to correct something. The nomination needs to be a mixed-race Alaskan Native that is a Wiccan Scientologist transgender.
Oh, there you go. All right. Mike in Berryville, you're on temporary short-term, probation. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor. Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Well, I have great news. My dentists, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, they have the solution with Hybridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You'll enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you to enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free Hybridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. to understand your dental options. Call 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaHybridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let the WMAL listener know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed mortgage rate higher than 3% with an APR of 3.25%, then you need to call 800-780-68. Call 800-780-68 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 3% with an APR of only 3.25% before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender. It's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call now, 800-780-68. That's 800-780-68. And remember to listen to the Mortgage Radio Show, heard 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital. And remember to call 800-780-68.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-780-68 for additional cost information.
Coming up in just a moment, there is Critter News, and I have a bone to pick with Larry O'Connor. I am not a happy man this morning, and I'll tell you why coming up after the news. It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A new acting attorney general has been sworn in, replacing the one fired last night by President Trump for refusing to enforce his travel ban.
The story all started around 6:30 p.m. when my colleague, Evan Perez, broke the story that acting attorney general Sally Yates had told her team of lawyers that she was not convinced that the executive order was lawful. And so she instructed her team at the Justice Department to simply not defend the order in court. But less than 3 hours later, she was fired and gone. The White House put out a statement last night around 9 p.m. saying Yates had, quote, betrayed the Justice Department.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett, Dana Bente, Yates' replacement, isn't likely to be on the job long. Jeff Sessions is awaiting Senate confirmation to be the next attorney general.
There's no indication that President Trump plans to slow down his breakneck pace. Today, he's going to be having a meeting on cybersecurity, and we're expecting him to sign an executive action on that front. But the big show comes this evening when we're expecting Donald Trump to announce his pick for a Supreme Court justice.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Congress may be moving closer to taking back much of the control of the way the District of Columbia is governed. The Washington Post reports that the House committee that oversees the district is expected today to adopt a two-year agenda that calls for sweeping reviews of actions by D.C. lawmakers. Those reviews would ensure that locally passed laws and spending decisions are in line with congressional mandates and federal law. We could see a few scattered snow showers today, forecasters say, but they say it's not likely to be any accumulation of snow. However, to our northeast,
some snowfall that will accumulate around New York City, potentially 1 to 2 inches. Work your way up towards Boston, could get 4 to 6 inches by the time we get through tonight.
Meteorologist Pedram Javaheri checking your money. The Dow opened today at 19,971. The NASDAQ at 56,14. Sports, college basketball, Howard loses. NBA, the Wizards were idle. They host the Knicks tonight. And the Caps return to action after the All-Star break, taking on the Islanders on the road tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and so I've been to EMP 180 Weight Loss for, I don't know, about a month now, and yes, I'm down 16 pounds. I'm telling you right out of the gate because that's what people are waiting to hear. Listen, most people start up at a gym because they want to lose weight. I get that. You probably started yourself around January 1st. Exercise is great for a million reasons, but ask your doctor. To lose weight, it's about nutrition. Sometimes we eat to celebrate, to cope with depressing times, or maybe out of boredom. Well, it hasn't been boring around Washington, D.C. these days. I don't need to tell you that. The point is EMP 180 focuses on all the triggers as well as creating habits and teaching me how to eat right. I'm starting to become a nutritional expert on my body and my relationships with foods. Get into EMP 180 Weight Loss. I tell everyone the hardest part of EMP is just opening their door. Let me open that door for you. Here's what you do. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620. 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year. Plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. An accident on 95 northbound in Virginia right after Franconia Springfield Parkway. The good news is now it's been moved to the shoulder. It had been blocking a lane. Police are on the scene, as is a tow truck, so hopefully it won't be there too much longer. 395, HOV lanes northbound from the Beltway to the Route 1 area, 11 minutes. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, 13 minutes your travel time. The inner loop from Route 50 to Pennsylvania Avenue, more like 10. This report brought to you by 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 1-800-808-5181. That's 1-800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get precipitation. We'll probably see at least some snow showers this morning. Nothing really in the way of accumulations this afternoon. Most of that should end. There may even be a raindrop around later this morning. Should get just above 50 degrees, 52 on a south-southwesterly breeze. 37 tonight outside the district, colder. Cloudy tomorrow, 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Arlington, 32 in Silver Spring, and 32 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 5:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got a busy, busy morning here this morning because this is the day the president will announce who his Supreme Court nominee is. There were big actions last night as the acting attorney general was fired and replaced, and we're going to be talking about that in the 6 o'clock hour. Steve Burns will be along in a bit to talk about missing animals at 8:05, Kim Cuccinelli, 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here again today is Mary Walter. Good to have you in, Mary.
Hello.
And it's time for Critter News on WMAL, which, as you know, is a certified fan favorite. And before we go even one step further, I just have to express a personal bit of outrage. I am deeply offended and deeply outraged that there is a guy, Mary, you may have heard his name. Mm-hmm. He used to be be here on the morning show.
Okay.
Larry O'Connor. He now.
Who? I'm sorry, who?
Yeah, I don't know. Larry O'Connor, he now does, I hear he does this afternoon show on WMAL, which is very obviously named the Larry O'Connor Show.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, very
pretty
original. Very original title, don't you think? I hear, through a little birdie has told me, that Larry last night used the tokens to set up a news, a segment on his program about critters. And I want to inform Mr. O'Connor that I own the domain name to Critter News. I have just, in the last few moments, registered Critter News as my personal trademark. And he needs to get his own dang subjects to talk about, and he needs to quit stealing ideas from the morning show.
It's pretty talk there. His own dang news.
Well, I was going to say something else, but I don't want. I'm very angry, and I don't want to go too far. But Larry O'Connor needs to get his own ideas. Okay, so Larry, you're on notice. If you're
going to
use Critter News, I own the trademark. So you got to come through me, pal. I'm just saying, the marker's been laid down. Now, about the Critter News, do you know what? There is apparently, we had this? Yeah, he actually talked about this yesterday. I actually have it. It'll cut two.
Am I going to get in trouble for using the Critter News?
Yes, you are.
Critter News is a morning show thing. Morning's on the ball. Well, I'm going to use it anyway. To heck with it.
Oh, my God.
He stole it, and he knows it.
Not only is he stealing it,
he's admitting it.
He is admitting it.
I think he was flaunting it. That's what I meant. Flaunting. He was flaunting it.
Thank you, Larry. And this concludes the special afternoon edition of Critter News.
That's it.
Oh.
He's gonna punch me when he learns I did this.
Oh.
But it's Critter News. What are you going to do?
You've been put on
day parts here on the station, doesn't it?
You've been put
he didn't
on.
Own it. He doesn't own it. He didn't. Put, all right.
Actually,
Brian Wilson.
I do now own it. As of the last few minutes, I own it.
You know what? I'm seeing a fundraiser here. I think you two need to wrestle for it for like Wounded Warriors or something.
Stop it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We could pay-per-view.
We could so sell this.
All right. Now, on to other stuff. We actually do have Critter News. There's a bobcat on the loose. There is a wild, dangerous, snarling bobcat on the loose.
Well, you're making it sound like one of those, like a saber-toothed tiger.
Well,
That's not what it is.
It's a bobcat. It's a bobcat named Ollie, and it has escaped from the National Zoo, and they don't know where Ollie is, but I've been told they believe Ollie will be okay because there have been occasions where, like, little birds or critters have gotten into Ollie's cage, and the critters don't get out of Ollie's cage. In other words, Ollie is a pretty good hunter, but if you have a small pet around the National Zoo, I'd be a little worried right now.
I'm worried about Ollie, though.
No, I'm not worried about Ollie.
Oh, yeah.
Ollie will be fine. But Ollie's on the loose. And you know, something else is going on. Apparently, down in Virginia, down in Richmond, they have a zoo there, the Virginia Zoo. And for some time now, they have lost a red panda.
How do you lose these animals? How does this happen?
A red panda had... Well, apparently, they're pretty... I mean, I remember not long ago, there was Rusty the red panda that escaped from the zoo here at the National Zoo. He got away, and it took weeks to find Rusty and to return him back. There were all these Rusty sightings around town. So apparently this red panda is said to be missing and may well have left the zoo property. So I don't know what it is. Why is it that all of these zoos, I mean, you have one job if you're a zoo, right? You got one job.
That is
to keep the animals in the cage. You know, feed the animals, take care of the animals. But primarily, you want the animals to stay in the cage, which is the said purpose of a zoo. So that when you go to the zoo and you look at the red panda exhibit, guess what? There's a red panda. And when you go to the National Zoo,
you just tell your kids he's hiding.
And you say, I have a dying urge to see a bobcat today. And you go to the National Zoo and you line up to see the National Zoo bobcat, and the bobcat is gone. Then you have, it seems to me, as a zoo, failed your primary function.
Well, yes, but I think now that animals are no longer in cages, now they're much more humane. We have these enclosures, and they don't know, you know, it's like their habitat. And I think what happens is you've got, especially for pandas, because panda climb trees. I wonder if the pandas climb the tree and then just drop over the other side when nobody's looking.
I don't know.
They make the escape.
According to a zoo executive director down in it's in Norfolk, I'm sorry, I said Richmond, Greg Bockheim tells the Virginia Pilot there have been no sightings on the sixth day of the search, and they've employed everything from dogs to a geothermal camera, you know, that can seek heat signatures in the forest. And
yes,
so far they have not found the 19-month-old red panda.
I hope it doesn't die.
Sunny. And if you see Sunny, you're urged to call the zoo hotline.
Yes, please do. Both of those animals you have to call.
And let me just say one more time.
Or if you see Larry O'Connor, you should also call the zoo.
Larry O'Connor, you're a dead man. That's all I'm saying.
War has
been declared. Stay away from my Critter News segment.
Let's start stealing stuff from his show.
No, we want ratings. 543 on WMAL.
If you need a new heating and cooling system, ARS Rescue Router is now offering a 60-month, zero-interest loan with approved credit for a limited time. Call ARS Rescue Router now or visit arsofvirginia.com to schedule your free consultation. Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. European Command's Deputy Commander, Air Force Lieutenant General Timothy Ray, said the Army's 3rd Armored Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division, is ready for any mission. The general, speaking at the unit's consolidation and validation event yesterday in Poland, added, "These iron soldiers send a clear signal of commitment in our joint team's capability in a very significant way." Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Oh, Commonwealth One Visa, so good and true. No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate. And now I feel loved where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
I've been in touch with my lawyer. Yeah, the lawyer has been engaged.
And I've been making phone calls. I'm finding a venue so you guys can duke it out for charity.
All right, it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You guys, too much. Good morning to both of you. Not too much of a zoo so far out there on the highways. I just couldn't help myself. As a matter of fact, some good news on 95 northbound right after the Franconia Springfield Parkway. That accident we talked about has been cleared. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway. It's a 39-minute commute, very slow. 66 eastbound from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway, more like 10 or 11. That's about 3 or 4 minutes than normal. And 270 headed south between 70 and 121, a 25-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation coming in should not be all that aggressive. Most of it passes to our north. Clouds in this morning, and some snow showers are possible. Maybe even a raindrop later this morning. Some sun this afternoon. We'll get well above freezing, 52. Some clouds tonight, 37 in town. Overcast tomorrow, 47. Clouds and sunshine, and in the mid-40s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 32 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
If you've got a hatch, trunk, or hood that won't stay open, it's time to replace your old lift supports with TurboLift lift supports. Now $10 off a pair. That's $10 off a pair at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. That's Napa know-how. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Well, you know, when President Obama was elected as president of the United States, mm-hmm. and George W. Bush was leaving office.
Yes.
George W. Bush went out of his way to stay out of the hair of the incoming president.
He kept his mouth shut.
He didn't. He did never criticized Barack Obama, yep. not one time. I'm sure there were times when he wanted to actually, you know, go to the Twitter machine or write a press release because mm-hmm. of something that had been done by the Obama administration he felt was so wrong. But he chose not to do that, which to me is a classy act. Well, it is very clear that Barack Obama will not be following the tradition of George W. Bush in that regard.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know you're shocked, aren't you?
Shocked.
Just 10 days out of office, and he has already issued a statement in which he sort of excoriates the current president of the United States. I read here from a story provided to me, I believe it's the Associated Press. Former President Barack Obama released a statement on Monday commending Americans for the widespread protest in response to President Donald Trump's sweeping immigration order. Obama, in his first public statement, 10 days after leaving office, said he was heartened by the level of engagement taking place in communities around the country. Citizens exercising their constitutional rights to assemble, organize, oh yeah, he's all about the organizing,
yep.
And have their voices heard by the elected officials is exactly what we expect to see when American values are at stake. Obama went on to say he fundamentally disagrees with the notion of discriminating against individuals because of their faith or religion. But, I want to point out, that's not what has happened here.
Well,
this is not a religious test.
He can't help himself. Obama just... I was so overjoyed when he was finally out of office, so I did not have to listen to that anymore. And he's just... He can't handle the spotlight not being on him. He is such a narcissist. He can't handle it. He's going to weigh in on everything. I just don't even know what to say because I can't even imagine what this is going to be like with him just not shutting up for the next 4 years. Go play golf.
Well, yes, and as we found out yesterday, right now, throughout the entire federal government, there are still a lot of Obama holdovers who are in control of the government, mm-hmm. as we found out at the Justice Department. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But he still has people in key places around this government. And what is bothersome about that to me is that the Democrats are now sort of, dragging their feet out about the confirmations of people who would serve in President Trump's cabinet, and they're not working very hard to let these things go through. They're dragging their feet wherever they can. They're objecting to votes, which means you got to, the clock has to be started, and it will eventually they'll all be confirmed, but they're not going to make it easy. Why are you doing that? Here it is, 10 days out, Barack Obama already can't help himself, must enter the fray.
Of course.
Cannot allow...
It's all about him.
Even a modest honeymoon period for the incoming president. I mean, it used to be that presidents got a honeymoon period. That when you came into office and you took the oath of office, there was an understanding that it took a little while to get your government up and running and to get yourself organized. And that, people sort of gave you a little bit of a grace period to get your act together. That has gone away. Barack Obama is not even going to allow that.
Didn't he appoint a whole bunch of people and place people in positions like a week before Trump was coming in? And he did that on purpose.
Yep.
They did it on purpose.
That's the idea. Bury them in the government so they're hard to get out.
Yep.
5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
On Friday, President Trump signed an executive order effectively halting the flood of Syrian refugees into America indefinitely. The order also suspended temporarily immigration from six other countries where ISIS is running amok: Iraq, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. The suspension is in effect while the administration reviews the immigration vetting process. On Saturday, federal judge Ann Donnelly, an Obama appointee, Clinton donor, stepped in. She sided with the ACLU on behalf of two Iraqi men detained at New York's JFK. She stayed part of the order, agreeing that refugees could face substantial and irreparable injury if not allowed entry. Meanwhile, to say that the left came unglued is an understatement. Protests suddenly erupted at airports. New York Democrat Governor Cuomo sent a bunch of state officials to JFK to protect the protesters. The drive-by media is in feeding frenzy overdrive. They breathlessly reported that 20 Nobel laureates, joined by thousands of Ivy League liberal academics, signed an anti-Trump petition, which is worthless. Meanwhile, Trump is standing firm, rebutting claims that the executive order is a ban on Muslims, because it's not. But the one thing all the outraged liberals will not address is the very real, substantial, irreparable injury that American citizens have endured for years from the multiple terror attacks that inspired the executive order in the first place.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Are you still paying off your student loans? Let me tell you about SoFi.com. Refinancing with SoFi.com can significantly lower the interest rate on your student loans. Now, many SoFi.com members cut their current rate by as much as half. It saved them thousands. In fact, the average SoFi.com member saves over $19,000. Lots of members use the monthly savings to pay off their loans quicker, getting out of their student loan debt years early. Now, whether you have government or private student loans, SoFi.com can consolidate your loans into one simple loan. And best of all, it takes less than a couple of minutes to find out just how much you can save. All you have to do is go to trysofi.com. Checking your new rate will not affect your credit score. There's never any fees or obligation, and you can start saving thousands by investing just a couple of minutes at trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. One more time, trysofi.com.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. Kenilworth Avenue northbound, northeast on the northeast there. At Benning Road, we have some road work. They're calling it overnight road work. It's still lingering. Hopefully, it'll be gone pretty soon. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, about a 9-minute commute. The inner loop of the Beltway at Gallows Road. Watch out, an accident takes out the right lane. 270 headed south from 70 to 121, a 26-minute commute. Southbound between 70 and 109, more like 21. 95 northbound in Virginia between Triangle and the Occoquan River Bridge, a 16-minute commute, 5 minutes more than it should take you, and Mass Transit is on or near schedule so far. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation coming in should not be all that aggressive. Most of it passes to our north. Clouds in this morning, and some snow showers are possible, maybe even a raindrop later this morning. Some sun this afternoon. We'll get well above freezing, 52. Some clouds tonight, 37 in town. Overcast tomorrow, 47. Clouds and sunshine and in the mid-40s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees. It is now 5:56.
How about that inauguration? We have a new president, a new year, a new administration. Let's make sure we get a new you. Focus on your health. You may have recently gotten your annual physical, or maybe you're planning on getting one. I want to urge you to add a virtual physical to your healthcare regimen. I had mine. It's quick, easy, and pain-free. The virtual physical has saved lives by detecting issues before they become serious. A virtual physical can spot small tumors, aneurysms, plaque buildup, and early signs of cancer long before you show any symptoms. And as you know, early detection and treatment is the key to the cure. There's no need to be uncertain about your health. Virtual physical is here for you. In fact, they can even offer you a $250 discount if you call or book through the month of January. Find out more on the web at virtualphysical.com or call now for your appointment at 301-984-9009.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least one percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to take your calls. Trump last night fired the acting attorney general. Was it a good idea? We'll take your calls. Also, Boy Scouts have a new policy with regard to transgenders. It's all straight ahead in the next hour here on WMAL. It is 6 o'clock in the nation's capital, and it's time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.